Parsha, Kaisara has many words in. So we're going to say a few words in. But, the very famous, maybe the most famous word. They Orachaim here. Orachaim says something very, very mafli. The Orachaim says Eliezer said, I'm going to ask her for water. And she'll say, I'll give you and the Gemalim. Now, it's a sign she's going to chesed. Rivka didn't do that. Rivka did not do what he said. Rivka said, I'm giving you water. Then he drank Eliezer. Then after she said, I'll give the Gemalim. So the Orachaim asked why she changed. She changed what he said. She made a shinui. He said, I'm gonna ask for water, and she'll say, I'll give you and the Gemalim. And Rivka didn't do what I say. Rivka said, stay, for I'm giving you, and she gave him. And then she said, I'll give the Gemalim.
How is that different?
What?
How is that different?
A big difference. He said, I'm gonna ask her for water. She'll say, Miyad, I'll give you and the Gemalim to show she loves Chesed. That's time she's doing what he said. She's adding to what he said. And Rivka didn't do what I said. Rivka said, stay, only you. Then after he finished drinking, she said, the Gemalim. He said, Shinui Otzon. Shinui, you can hear the Shinui? Shinui Nerva, that's surprised. Shinui Otzon. And I said, Shinui Mikotze Alakotze. He said, I'm asking you for water, and she'll say, Miyad, you and the Gemalim, to show she wants Chesed. And she did do us. She said, stay. And she said, after he drank, she said, Gemalim. Shinui Otzon. What?
More chesed now.
More chesed. Why more chesed? Why is that? What's the suffer? So the Orachaim says something marvel. The Orachaim Kadosh says, in two lines, but he says something marvel. He says, a person who does chesed must do chesed. The person that's getting the chesed is very calm and relaxed. There's no pressure. Everything is calm and happy and relaxed. And that's chesed. People do chesed, people aren't so calm and relaxed. That's not chesed. You have to chesed when people are happy and relaxed and calm. Everything is good. Since Miller, Rivka was a big namdin. Rivka understood that if she would say, Miyad, I'll give you and the Gemalim, then Eliezer would be a bit worried. He'll be worried. Now she's facing a big avodah, me and the Gemalim, so he won't drink so much. He'll drink fast today that she should have not a big tircha of she and the Gemalim. You hear this word? This is the keser. This word is the keser of the Torah. The keser, the crown. This is the crown of the whole Torah. And Tamela, she says, I'm giving you. He'll drink happily, lat, slowly. Because that's it. Only me. No pressure. Nothing is good. After he drinks, she's giving the Gemalim. See this? This is the keser of the Torah. Keser. Keser. You hear this keser? Keser. Marvel. You hear this keser? This is the keser. That's all. People do keser. But not the person, it's a little worried, tense, what's going to be. You have to keser where everything is good. Nothing is tense. You hear this? Marvel. Something, oyem v'noyra, this word. And the keser, bigger, that when he said the word to Mesuel, he changed the life, changed him. Harbe shinuyim, maybe 20, 30 shinuyim in what he told over. This is the kefil. You have to compare both stories. He told Mesuel, not Emes, he told Mesuel that she said miyad, you and the Gemalim. You hear this? He changed it. He didn't say what happened. What happened really was that he said, that she said, I'll give you, only you. The Gemalim after. Eliezer told Besuel that she said, Miyad, you and the Gemalim. You hear this? Magla. Why? Why did he change it? Because what she did is too high. too high. It's too high. Besula won't believe it, that this she has such a dagaga of chesed. She knows the Archaim's chesed too high. So he can't do it. Nothing that were too high, Besula won't believe. He has to change it. Do you hear this? He's changing what happened. He says that she said miyad, you and the gemalim, because it should not be so high, the chesed. Do you hear this? No, something. Oyem v'noyram. There's another shinui here. This is the last thing. See, she said, Shtei Adoni. She said, Shtei Adoni. You're the Adon. I'm giving you Adoni. You're my master. My master. My master. Why is he her master? She's a stranger person. Stranger from nowhere. Who made Eliezer the master of Rivka? So the story is that when you're serving somebody, Orchim come, this is the biggest soul. You have Orchim. When Orchim come, you are the Eved and they're the master. And when you know this secret, ever know this secret? Not so known. By knowing almost knows this. So I'm saying a secret. It's not Bechral, zero. I ate by many people, many people, and they all are the Eved. They're the Adon. Fakir from the Torah. It says in Torah, Avdechem. Abraham said, I'm your Eved. Al-Kain Avartim Al-Avdechem. I'm your Eved. You're the Eved. They're the master. Hear this soul, Neura. So this soul knows Rivka. This small girl knows the soul. He says, Shtei Adoni. You're the other. But they left it out. He won't say, Psulo Adoni, Makesha Adoni. Hear this? He left it out. He didn't say, Adoni, later. There are many Shinuyim in the stories. You have to compare the stories well and see. It could be 20 Shinuyim, 30 Shinuyim, Harab Shinuyim. Because anything that was not so Matim, he left out. A big Lamdin here. But obviously, a big Lamdin, Otsum. He knows what yeah, what not.
There's reasons for each change. There's a reason?
Yes, for sure. Everything he changed. He changed it. Even Pratim Ketanim, he changed. Okay. Because he can't do anything that will too high that they won't not gonna leave it. He has to make everything smooth. Yeah. Okay. Okay, friends, we have okay, well. Okay, so now back to Ishvisha. Now this is the Ishvisha Pasha. See this is the very biggest sword here. Look at this is the big kasha here. We have to it's a kasha. It's twice in Parsha, Vayikod Ish, Vayishtachol Hashem, twice. Once it says once when Rivka said, "I'm the family of Avram, I'm the Bas Besua," so he says, Vayikod Ish, Vayishtachol Hashem, once time. And then that's a Barevi, and by Chamishi, when they agreed to the Shidduch, Masur al-Lavan, so it says, Vayishtachu Atzel Hashem. There's a big dirk here. It says in Rashi, in Pam Sheni, Mikan Shemodim al-Bsura Toiva. It's Pella Otzum. We have to offer a prize. Anybody who says a tear to this, why Rashi didn't say it, Pam Mishon. It's twice. Barevi, Vayikodu Ish, Vayishtachu Hashem, no Rashi. Rashi is quiet. And Pam Sheni, Hamishi, Vayishtachu Atzel Hashem, then Rashi woke up and said, Mikam Shemodim Absur Toiva. Choresh should have said at the beginning, Choresh Pelda, Pelda Godol. Everyone hears the Pelda? Pelda. Anybody has Teretz, you offer Teretz. And this Pelda, and this Plea. Twice, he says twice, Vayikodu Ish, Barevi, and Mechamishi. Rashi doesn't say anything. Quiet. Rashi's quiet. Then Rashi woke up Bechamishi and said, "Vayishtachu Atzel Hashem, Kan Shemodim Absur Toivo."
Sorry, now
Lovin and
Mishul had to take her.
Right.
Finally finished.
Very nice. So why was he bowing here? Then don't bow before.
They found the right person. Now he just has to. That was
then,
first. Was trying to theory it out and just to find the person, and now he has to make sure he can actually take it.
Right, so he's dying Bashem. You see, bowing doesn't mean he bowed like Aleinu, bowing on the ground. He's lying on the ground, bowing like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur bowing, not Aleinu. Okay. Yeah. You must say as they like B'dochak, yeah. Yeah, well, we are right. They say what he said. He says, between it's when it's a grand, it's a bit. So, natural question.
Okay. Yeah, he makes the kasha starker, so the Medrash Rabba says it on the first
puzzle. The Rashi brings it on the first puzzle. Yeah, very nice. First puzzle, yeah.
The real thank is at the stake, right?
What? What?
The real thank is not to say it twice only, and the second time.
Yeah, Rashi should have said it on the first time. The first time, so Rashi quiet. First time, he's quiet. Second time he says it. Okay, fine. Say Meshra first time, very good. Okay, so it needs Ian, okay? Say it. But what's the Musar of it? The Musar of it, we have to thank Hashem for everything we have. The frat and a wife. Hashem gave us a wife. All of us have a wife. It's a chesed, she'en, kamor, but you have to thank Hashem for that always, every day, every second, every tkufa. People have some strict. People have some difficulty in life. They have some difficulty. There where they have some difficulty in life, they say, oh, Hashem make it hard for me. But they forget Hashem gave them a wife. They forget that. It's forgotten. Difficulty. Hashem gave them a wife. So if they would know that, that would be mechase, that would be make everything much, much better. Every difficulty would say, yeah, Hashem gave me a wife. Say, he gave me like it's a famous Rafaim would say per person $1 million. Then a cup broke in the house. Okay? Cup broke in the house, say a cup breaks in the house, but $1 million. So this is more than $1 million. Cup breaks in the house, okay? Cup breaks in the house, buy a new cup. But your wife is like a present. Otsum. Oyum. Mela, if you always have in mind by Shtachal Hashem, all your life, that would be life Gan Eden. That life will be Gan Eden. If we always had in mind that Matana Atsuma She'en Kamo Be'olam, that will make life much, much better. Everything will become much better. That's time. So there's a Valley Sword of Rav Revda. That's all. I heard him a lot. So Rav Revda said a Valdega. Rav Revda married. I know he married England or America. So, but Rav Revda said before he married, he went to Rav Kotzkel to ask him, "What's the avodah of marriage? What should I work on in marriage?" Yes, Rav Kotzkel, what should I work on in marriage? What's the avodah of marriage? I said, here's the avodah. It's the avodah atzuma. To never be makpid on your wife. This is the avodah of marriage. No kpeda on your wife ever. See this? Mavel amoyin. To be makpid, to not makpid ever on your wife. This is the avodah of marriage. No kpeda ever. Never say anything bad to her, anything not nice to her. No kpeda. No complaints to her. Complaining, all these things, complaining. Nothing. Be happy, live happily, nicely, smoothly. Benoam and Niflamoy. The Rambam says, you know, there's a Rambam here. Rambam says something very, 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 very new. We have to make a first start in the Rambam and put it in our Gemara and chaser it every day. See, the Rambam says in the test of your test, Yer dibura imor benachas. You always speak to a benachas. What's nachas? Or softly, nicely, lovingly. That's how you speak to a wife. Lovingly, the Rambam says, Ram saying halacha, not musa. Halacha. He had dibura ima benachas. Big oit benachas. Nachas means softly. Softly, nicely, lovingly, always. We speak to her nice, lovingly, softly, always. And if you do that, then it's shalom bayis otzim, then nifla moid. And it means to you, nok peda. Ram says something very, Ram says, lo ye otzif. Ramam, not Musa, Ramam says, you can't be sad. Hear this, Ramam, more. If you're sad in the house, you're sad. Whole house turns sad. Everything is sad. Everything is down. Everything is not so bright. And then it's sad. So kavod isha. Ram is saying here, hayam mechavod a wife. The kavod for a wife is to be happy. This is a kavod isha. Lo ye otzer, to be happy with her, always in the house, a good mood, happy mood, friendly, laughing, joking. Like we had a big Rosh Yeshiva here, Rav Benish, big goyin tzaddik. So he was a very, very happy person, very happy, laughing, joking all the time. Merodik, Marisha. And see, Rav Shach came. Shach came to Mir twice in my time, twice. He came to Masbid, Rav Chaim, and Rav Benish. Twice again, in my time, came twice to Mir. So Rav Benish said something magma. Rav Shach came and said that the Mir has a big bracha. Bracha atzuma. The Mir is b'sholem. Bracha atzuma. And how did that happen? Rav Shach said. Shach said, I heard him. Rav Benish made the Mir b'sholem. Yeah? Something magma. He did it because he was always happy, joking, happy. Everything was very, very freilich. It was always freilich, matzah, freilich. Very, very happy matzah. Rav Benish was a big going tzaddik. Okay. So, right. Yeah, I used to bring, I bought Cheskel, Shita. I bought every Chol Moed, I brought him to Rav Benish to be tested on a mafkid, akoinis, above his, all the trukim of the learning. So Rav Benish would test us. Wasn't he only test us? And we never were matzich. He's a going otzim. He always asked things there. We prepared for a month, that mefkon, 1 month, but we were matzich. So he always made jokes about learning Torah. It was very freilich. We have to have that in the house. Always freilich. Never said, never. Always, you have to be in a good mood. Always a good mood. Yeah, good mood. Not matzah. Lo ye otzeh. The Rambam said, Rambam. It's no makor. The Rambam is no makor. We're looking at Habashonim, no makor. We didn't find yet. And the Rambam, no Gemara. Then the Gemara, Chazal, maybe if you find, they'll be happy to hear. Rambam, the Rochav Daito, knows that. If you're otzeh, it's not a good matzah. Maybe have to be the benachas, or benachas, and be happy. Hear this? Mazel. Rambam in your test. Mila, we have to be not paid the bechal, not paid at all. Always thanking her, praising her, like we said last week. There's three A's: to appreciate, to affection, attention. So there always affection, praise her, thank her all the time. And then Mila, if you do that, and there's no makom bechal for paid, people think there's no, say you come home, there's no food, no supper, all this. Fine, very nice. But Hashem, she has said, this is the biggest soul of Danukhav Schus. Danukhav Schus is a soul of all of life, Bechlau, and a soul of marriage. Danukhav Schus, a wife never does something against you. It's always a shogeg oinas, or never happen, Bechlau. The Danukhav Schus, we can do that every day. Danukhav Schus, always that way. We can write big for him. You can write, everyone should write his own sefer, keep it in his closet. Write it, don't kaskos, always kaskos, write down, kaskos, always, I say always, and then it's niflam, then there's no kpeda ever, just pay, because there's no reason to make an ever. No time, regular Isha who wants to help us, everything, there's no time in the world of kpeda, no reason for kpeda ever. Maybe I call it all, maybe, why be makpid, don't be makpid, and everything is good. Right, see. The key, we say a story of the key, right? So a story of the key, right? So Abrera came home, and the wife is and the door's locked. Door's locked. He came home, Abrera came home, having a storm, No, nothing. No note, no sign, nothing. Door's locked. No one's home. So he, and he has no key. And the wife knows he has no key. He has no key. She knows he has no key, so he has no key. You have to have a key in Bechlal. It's a big yisod. Have a key always. Don't think she's home. You have to have a key in Bechlal always, even though she's home, but have a key anyway. So he has no key. She knows he has no key. And that's it. So he has to wait for an hour in the hall, and neighbors come by and say, come to me. And then, no, I'm not coming to you. I'm waiting here. So he's waiting for an hour. Now this is a big yisod. The kaf's chus is the best kaf's chus. Not that she was caught in traffic, something. It could be as a traffic or whatever. But the kaf's chus is the best kaf's chus. So what was the kaf's chus? He came home after an hour. Yeah, fine. She went somewhere, but she left them a key. Everyone has where they leave keys. Yeah, but every house has some place for keys, some closet somewhere. So she left the key on top of the door in somewhere. And the key, left the key right there. Come in. There's food. I call Tov. But he, see, Rav Chaim Shlevitz said, he used to say always, a mensch, he said in Yiddish, a mensch macht sein eigener Gehenim. That was how he was saying. A mensch makes his own Gehenim. That's it. He said, all is fine. Person makes his own Gehenim. He person thinks, she forgot me when I was down. I'm coming here. She does. She forgot because she's married Bechlal, and Mela, she's went off somewhere. No food. No, not the way. The wife is she's good. She's Neman, loyal to you. She left a key on top of the door. Lunch and everything's good. But you, because you didn't think she left a key, Mela, you have to wait for an hour in the hall. Yeah, very, very good. My scenario. It's happened common times. Now we know already. It's always a key. Always a key. Look for a key. Have a key. Go in. So we have to not be mocked, but ever. That's the so. Not paid the ever. Done the kafskus. Then I say the araisa. Done the kafskus. I say the araisa. If every time you do kafskus, we carry mitzvah. I say mitzvah to teach by amisacha. Your mitzvah. I say to mele. Everything is good. Very, 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 very big yisod. Right. So just to say, right. So, you know, there's a very nice word from Rav Chaim Abramsky. Very nice word. He says, we say in davening, we say, "Tanchamim marbim shalom be'olam." Shemar kol b'nayach limud Hashem. Rav Chaim b'noach. So what does that mean? Tanchamim marbim shalom be'olam. What does that mean? They go around making shalom. What does that mean? So he says a beautiful word. The learning Torah, the Matziah or whatever Shabbos, and they're so happy with their learning. They're not happy. They say they have a good svara, a good toast fest, a good rush, found a new rush. Wow, nifla. Mainly they're so happy with their learning. There's not paid there. There's a big yisod. Why are you makpid? Because you're not happy b'fnim b'chlal. This says Rav Chasid Lemeshti. People are makpid. Why? Because they're not happy in life. Not that he did something negatively. Life's not happy. They're not happy in life. They're not happy with themselves. Mainly they might be, not because of what happened, because they're lacking sipuk in life. It's the biggest. So if you have sipuk in life, you're not makbid b'chlam. We're learning Torah. We're learning Torah. Turning Torah. I have a schus to learn Torah. But Matzio or Omasertis, Mavlos, mainly we should be happy all day. Asher b'cha banu. Asher b'cha banu. Kol ha'am, you have to say it, shtak. Okay, so Mela, we have to not, no, we have to have no pain. That's all Gdolei HaTorah, when we're not makpid. The Rav Shmuel Berman, the big Rosh Shiva of the Mira in New York, was a big, I knew him a little bit. I was there one elo by him, big Gavi Rabba. So Shmuel Berman said, there's a story on Rav Shlomo Hyman, the Rosh Shiva, Tutor Vadas, of Abranovich, that Shlomo Hyman was a big god of Batura, and he Lord Leno had no children, Lord Leno. So he used to be learn at night. He used to learn at night at home, and he's also the rabbi of Rav Nachum. Shlomo Hyman, Rabbi Chana, Rabbi Bachbir, have a rabbi. So Shlomo Hyman was one of the rabbis. So Shlomo Hyman used to learn one night in the house. His wife went out and the corrected stucker, you know, wherever they live. And then she came home. So Hyman used to count with her what she earned, what she got at night. She'd count the bills. $1 bills, $5 bills, $10 bills. He's kind of, he's a big God of going Otsumoy. She's correct stalker. She can't know the bills, what she made, and divided. Nifla. See, before Rav Hyman passed away, so he told the people around him, bring chairs for Rav Kibega to come to him. Kibega came to him. Because we have to have not paid them. That's the so never. Think of the matana that we have, and think of all the tov we have from her. Pay not pay the name. There'll be niflam. Because maybe we'll say something about Erev Shabbos now. See, Erev Shabbos is one of the ikra times of Metach, of tension, so we have to be very careful. Erev Shabbos, not Erev Shabbos winter. We have to be very careful to have Shabbos early, to be ready early. Everything ready early. Very important. But it's very important to be mechen Nero Shabbos. Nero Shabbos is one of the. See, it says in the Mishnah Shabbos that see there is a Rashi in Chai Sora, something Rashi Noramoy. Rashi says in Chai Sora that Sora Imenu had three nisim. One nis was near Dolok, near Erev Shabbos, an Erev Shabbos, and then Nes Chanukah. She lived near Erev Shabbos, lasted, she was regular how she lived, lasted all week. Nes Otzum. Bracha Mitzvah Be'isa, and Anan Kosher on the oil. It says more Pesachim, it's negative three mitzvahs of Isha. Nida, Chala, Alakasanya. This and the near she lived near Erev Shabbos lasted all week. Tell her, put all week, and then the mitzvah of Chala, Isa, and Anan the Shechina and the oil, the neged Nida, everything. So this was the three mitzvahs. So it says in the Mishnah, Nida, Chala, Halakas Anir. It doesn't say Nida, Chala, Nir. It should say Nida, Chala, Nir. Why? It says Nida, Chala, Halakas Anir. So Rabbi Yaki Veger says a dig. Nida, Chala, she has to watch. Nida, Chala, then she has to lighten here. The Nir itself, we have to do. We're making the Nir. The Baal has to make the Nir ready. She lights the Nir. We have to make the Nir ready. So we have to make it early. Maybe before Erev Shabbos, if you want. Before Erev Shabbos. Because there's the Tosfos in Shabbos. There's something in Chodesh Moed. Tosfos in Shabbos. Chav Gimel Amud Beis says, Adav Nera. The Tosfos, the if the Isha and the Baal light, both light, they'll have two gavurabas, children. If only the Isha lights, then the only one gavuraba. So her... The Isha, the Baal's not lighting. How's the Baal lighting here? So this is the big Rav in Beis Shemesh, Rav Nosson Kovshka Shlita, big Rav, says that Tos means the Hachana. The Baal's lighting, Baal means the Baal's not lighting, Mamish. The Baal is being Mechon and Neros. Mechon is kill lighting. Hachana is kill lighting. He's lighting by being Mechon. So you have to make not the last minute, before, you know, happily, nicely. Right. That could be nachkamin or some if the Baal can say it to Kiddush. So Mela the Baal has to make the Neros. Make the Neros well. Yes, well. So Neros which we not like a Behola. Should be early. Not a Behola on that. Right, but the Isha Iker is you have to be house ready. No, not she shouldn't be Behola. It's the famous Bach. The few Bachs that are very chashir bechal, but few Bach the Bach is very chashir. The Bach says something marvel. The Bach says mitpoter amishtibura bekitzer that the Baal has to make extra ava erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is a time of Erev Shabbos, we have to have Shabbos. See, I tell you, this is the biggest soul. you know, you want to get Shabbos. You're trying to get Shabbos for many years to get Shabbos. So this is a Hakdama. Rabbi Bramsky wrote Hakdama. What Shabbos is? So Shabbos is Yom Menucha uKedusha. Says Abramsky. Menucha uKedusha. You have to come Shabbos be Menucha, happy, not worried, in a good mood. So how do you? So many homes, no, they're rushing for Shabbos, rush. Then come Shabbos like very last minute. Not Menucha. The Bach says we have to be Reidef Ava, extra Ava, Erev Shabbos to make Shabbos good. Reidef Ava, Erev Shabbos, the holy Bach. Magla Moed. So we have to have the house ready early. Not last minute, have it early, nicely, ready early. See, Rav Yoshev had Kabbalah Kal, Erev Shabbos, now hour before Neros. Best time, house was Muchan, Zuman, Niflam, Oid, everything was good. That was the best time because there was no one there. We still always go there. Very nice. So we have to have the Shabbos ready early. So it will be big. You know, this is a minig shlaim of 40 minutes. 40. That's not it. Mal Diskin, Rav Shmuel Salant made the minig of 40. So, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky says 50. If you want to Yeshua, you should add 10. So we're in Shlaim 40, 50. If you're in Beit Shemesh, 30, 40. But make Shabbos early. Be ready. Dav Mishka early. After Dav Mishka early. Pashtus. Shabbos Mishka. So we have to be ready early. Very important. Not like last minute. See Shabbos is Mekor HaBracha. That says it in Chadodi Mekor HaBracha. There's a Gemara on Shabbos that's very important. Gemara on Shabbos says, Shabbos says, Maisa Nura. Gemara on Shabbos says, the Maisa Nura and the Gemara on Shabbos that shows how important the ending of Shabbos Menucha. Gemara says here, Maisa B'chosid Echad. Maisa Rabbi Loi, he's the Chassid Echad. She Nifritzo Loi Peretz B'Sochso Deyum. He walked Shabbos. He was walking on his house. He saw a fence fell down. So he thought on Shabbos that on Sunday I'll do it. Sunday you're allowed. Here a mutter Kuf Nun Amid Beis. Nimlach Olav, the Gojwa, he thought on Shabbos, I'll do it Sunday, Mutter, here at Mutter. Then he said, it's not my team. I thought on Shabbos, I'm doing it on Sunday. Maybe it's Mutter, but it's not my team. Mela, I'm making a knas. The Taz says, I make a knas, I'll never do it, because I thought Shabbos. No, he is Mavel. The Taz, the Bach and Taz. So Mela, the Taz says, knas, never. So that made a big rush in the Himmel. Him says, wow, this is a big thing here. We will do it for you. We'll do it for you. So the Himmel said, we're going to, so a tree grew in the place, in the Pirtza. And I don't know when it grew. We have Suffolk on Shabbos, so after Shabbos, we have needs even. But a tree grew in the Pirtza, and from that tree was his parnasa all his life. Did him and his children had parnasa from that tree, tamid le'olam v'ed. Hear this. So we see amli bozach, mekar bracha, not to worry b'chal, no worry, you have to not worry b'chal. Come and shout, Erev Shabbos has to be mukha and mzumen, no worry, Shabbos, no worry, then it's mekar bracha, mabo. Okay, so we have to be, emela, if we do this, then there'll be no machleksim chalila Erev Shabbos. You know, everything will be good. It'll be good, happy, nice. You'll rest. You know, see, Rav Pinkus, Shem Pinkus. He used to come to Kamenitz. We lived in Kamenitz, and he used to say shmuzin to the parents, and how to raise children. So one shmuz, I remember one shmuz. He said, a parent is chayev to rest erev Shabbos, chayev to rest erev Shabbos, because if you now winter. You almost have Shabbos and you're very tired, little Shabbos, and children come home, want to test them on Mishnayos, Gemara, and you're very tired, so it won't work. You have to sleep. He said clear. Sleep Erev Shabbos. Meaning we have to rest Erev Shabbos. How it's impossible? Erev Shabbos. Wow. Everything happening here. So we have to be early. I'll just say this one famous story that is a big rav named Rav Moshe Yad Lashlita. Big rav. So Rav Moshe Yad Lashlita says a story from Rav Chatzka Abramsky, who married an enikel of the Ritvaz. Ritvaz was a big gadol. So the Ritvaz was a rav of Slutsk. Rav of Slutsk. The Rav Nota said from the Rav Zalman was Roshiva in Slutsk that the Ritvaz knew Choshev Mishpat Baal Peh, how Choshev Mishpat. Four and Simone, Baal Peh, with a Shach Baal Peh. It's like something like that. It can't be Mala all that. So he was a big little Torah. So in Slutsk he became very sick. The Ritvaz became very sick and was like almost passed away. So in the matzah of being very sick, so the Ritvaz had a chalom or some type of mara, and he saw himself in Bezin Shalmaila. Bezin Shalmaila said, "We're giving you a schus, tiny for yourself. Give a tiny why to live." He said, "I'm writing a parish on the Yishalmi, Nifla." He said, it's very chashib, it's efshar derchem. I'm a guy by tzokam, efshar derchem. But now he said, in my house, Shabbos is ready early. The whole Shabbos, Thursday night, is ready the whole Shabbos. Hakol mulchan. On Friday, we ate, but Friday morning, the whole Shabbos mulchan. Said, oh, that's a schus, nura. They tore up his gzardin. He lived 15 years more, and he moved to Eretz Yisrael, Tzfas, everything. But he finished the Pesach Shami, B'schus Shabbos. Yeah, we have to be ready Shabbos early. Now it's winter, but everything should be ready early. And rest Erev, Rav Pinchas says, rest Erev Shabbos. So otherwise, Lo Shabbos won't be so good for children. You have to test them, Shias, Gemara, everything. Hashem should help us do this. We should take a back. We have the ikra to not be makpin at all, never at all, made in life ever. Look at the matona atzuma that we have in life, and then there'll be atzlocha, and we'll have all the issues. Let me say something, and just say one more word on the chayisura, parsha atzuma. There's a big kiddush here in the Rashi. That says here a chiddush. Avram was married to Sarah Imenu, and Sarah passed away. Now Avram's alone. Avram married Hagar once, then Hagar left, and now Hagar they're alone. It says in Rashi Adavinura, Yitzchak Avinu went to bring Hagar to marry Avram. Chiddush. The Yitzchak bo mi bo b'lechai roi. Says Rashi. Halach l'havi Hagar l'Avram aviv sheis enam mavil. This is Rashi mavil, because so maybe we can say as far. I have to see if it's true. Avram Avinu is alone. Avram Avinu is a young man. He's only 137. He's going to live 50 years more or many years more. He wants to marry again, but maybe we can say as far Avram wanted to marry Hagar again, but Avram was afraid. His son Yitzchak, Sarah and Hagar weren't so together, so he's afraid. Marry Hagar, her son won't be happy with it. Maybe we could say that. Now she said, "No, I'm going to go. I'm bringing her to Avram. I'm asking. Not that I'm asking. I'm bringing her to you." So maybe you know. I think there's a big issue. The Gemara says, Hamas Palo Bat Chaveru who Nair Tchila. This is another Yisod. Hamishtadel Bat Chaveru Nair Tchila. That's not a Gemara. I'm saying myself. There's also a Gemara saying, maybe. This, over here. Hamas Palo Bat Chaveru is a Gemara. We have new Klal. Hamishtadel Bat Chaveru. Hamishtadel Bat Chaveru Nair Tchila. Mishtadel. So it's Avinu. He's being Hogat Avram Avinu. So Mele, he got a Shidda. This is the aschus of a shidduch. Could be. We have to aim. Hashem should help us. We have to be oisik in shidduchim. Very, very big chiyuv. If wherever we can, make sure, because it's a chiyuv, otzim, oim, chesed. Rabbi Bigelow says it's the highest chesed there is. the Kesher is their highest. It's merely we should try to make, not just Chonim, but wherever we can, we should look in, we should help us, we should have all the issues. Just one cover of the